Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for our sermon this morning is the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday. We read in the fifth chapter of the gospel according to St. John, beginning at the 19th verse. Jesus gave them this answer. Very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can only do what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, and he will show him even greater works than these, so that you will be amazed. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Very truly, I tell you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be judged, but has crossed over from death to life. This is God's word. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who will come again, not to save the world, but to judge the world. Jesus recently had healed the crippled man at the pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem in an act of love. Jesus had worked that act of love on the Sabbath day. When the Pharisees heard about this, they found the man who had been healed and interviewed him to find out what had happened and when it happened. And when they discovered that Jesus had done this act of love on the Sabbath day, they sought Jesus out and began to persecute our Lord for breaking the Sabbath law. Now, in his defense, Jesus told them, "My Father is always at work to this very day, and I too am working." In other words, Jesus told the Pharisees, "My Heavenly Father is always working in his acts of love. I'm always working in my acts of love. We don't take the Sabbath day off when it comes to our acts of love." Do you see the connection that Jesus is making? He is connecting himself in essence and in loving activity with God the Father. We are one, my Father and I. The Jewish leaders understood exactly what Jesus was claiming for himself. And then we read that for this reason, they tried all the more to kill him. Not only was he breaking the Sabbath, but he was even calling God his own Father, making himself equal to God. Jesus' rightful claim of equality with God and doing the works of the Father as his Son always sets the table for our theme on this second last Sunday of end time, Last Judgment. We see here happy harmony between Jesus and his Father. First, the Father put everything into his Son's hands. And because that included his word, that word gives to you and to me our resurrection to eternal life. During the Son of God's life of humiliation on this earth, he had a caretaker father, Joseph. Joseph was Jesus' caretaker father and a carpenter. Everything that Jesus knew and practiced, supposedly as a carpenter before his baptism, were things that he had seen his father do growing up. What Jesus did as a carpenter, he knew from seeing his father Joseph do. Jesus makes that comparison to the Pharisees with his heavenly Father. Everything that I do, these acts of love, even on the Sabbath day, are things that I have seen my Father do. From eternity, I have seen my Father's love. I have experienced that love as his only begotten Son. I am the living love that he sends into the world for that lost world. Everything I am and do because of my being in one essence with the Father and sharing in his love for mankind. I've seen that. And the Father is going to amaze you by showing me even greater things than that. The first greater thing that the Father was going to show the Son would be to raise the dead so that all would stand in the last judgment before the judgment seat of Christ. That would be a great thing that Jesus would see the entire population of the world that ever lived standing before him for him to judge. But another greater thing he would see, he would show people that would amaze them, was just as the Father giving life to raise the dead in the final resurrection, he gave his Son the authority to raise people from spiritual death to spiritual life by giving them faith through the Holy Spirit. By giving the Son that power and authority and action of love that he had seen in his Father, so that Jesus would give life to those whom he desired to give it. That is the first resurrection from spiritual death to spiritual life. In the revelation of Jesus Christ to John, in the 20th chapter, we see there are writings about two resurrections, the first resurrection and the second resurrection. That's not the resurrection of some kind of millennial start and then a second resurrection at the judgment of the world. But the first resurrection is that resurrection from spiritual death in unbelief to spiritual life in faith. And that resurrection comes by the power of God's Word, the Father's Word, the Son's Word, that they share in happy harmony with one another. The Father has that love that he's going to raise all people from the dead. The Father has that love that he is going to call people to faith in Christ by the Spirit. And Jesus said, that's my love too, because the Father and I are in full agreement. In this sense, your judgment has already taken place. Jesus says, whoever hears my words and believes him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. God the Father handed everything over to his Son. The Father entrusted that work of conversion to the Son. The Father will hand over and has handed over that work of judgment, of final judgment, to His Son, the world's Savior. Through the gospel, Jesus gives life to whom He is pleased to give it. And when He gives it, this judgment agrees with His Father. You, my fellow believers, have been blessed. You have already been judged in Christ Jesus. The Father's grace from eternity has chosen you in Christ and has brought you forth from that spiritual death of unbelief to spiritual life of faith in Jesus Christ. God gave it to most of you, to most of us, in our holy baptisms. Perhaps He gave it to one of you later in your life. God keeps us in that spiritual life through the preaching of the Word of Christ. And each and every time we receive His true body and blood in the Lord's Supper. This is the happy, harmonious work that the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit all do together for our salvation. This is the work they have in common. They are equal in the divine essence, and they agree on the judgment of the gospel. The judgment that is pronounced at Jesus' empty tomb, and that is ours through the gift of faith. Here is your judgment. You have been redeemed. You have been restored. You have been forgiven all of your sins. This is the reason why Jesus said, "He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent Him." The Father has entrusted everything to the Son. But if you reject the Son as God, if you reject His work as God's work, then you reject the one who gave Him that work, the one who does that work through Him. By honoring the Son of God, by believing in Him, then you believe in also God, the true Father, the true God. But if you limit the Son, if you subordinate the Son, if you reject the Son as being God, then you reject God. And that's why Unitarianism, deism, in whatever form it may take, is really idolatry. Any religion, any organization that has a religious purpose that denies the Trinity really teaches idols, teaches false gods, and its followers are idolaters. Since the Father has entrusted everything to the Son, including the Word, everything that happens by that Word, the Father agrees with. So when the Word, the Gospel, judges us already as no longer condemned, as not condemned, as having eternal life, the Father fully agrees with that judgment. And it stands true in heaven. Jesus' judgment that He carries out for the Father through the gospel takes place not only now when He brings us out of spiritual death into spiritual life, but also will take place on the last judgment, on the last great day when God uncreates the universe and judges all those living and who have been raised from their graves. This is the second resurrection, when all who are in their graves will hear His voice and come out. All people, believers or unbelievers, those just newly buried, And those that are nothing but dust, mixed with the dust of their coffins that have deteriorated and rotted, those who have had their ashes scattered on a mountaintop, those who were buried at sea, all will hear the voice of God and will be raised from death. And these bodies that we have now will be returned to us and reunited with our souls. And all humanity will stand for judgment, not before the Father, but before the Son. Because the Father has entrusted to the Son the word of judgment. And that word of judgment is the gospel. Because whoever believes in that gospel will be saved and already has eternal life, Jesus says. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But those who rise in unbelief, they also will be judged by the gospel, by their rejection of it, by their denial of it. And their bodies will not be glorified in the resurrection, but will rise in living death to suffer eternity in hell. When you and I stand before the judgment seat of Christ on the last day, all of our works will be exposed. All of everyone's works will be exposed. I will be able to see if you really are Christians or not. You will be able to see if I really am a Christian or not. I am, but you'll be able to see that. And I know you are, and I'll be able to see that. Because on Judgment Day, all of our works will accompany us. All the works that anybody has ever done will accompany us. Each of us will see all the works of everybody else, and everybody else will see ours. And for believers, those will be good works because they were done in faith. They will be Christ's works because they were done in faith. The unbeliever's works will be evil works because they rejected Christ and his works. There's only going to be one basis of judgment on the last judgment, and that is the work of Christ. First, the work of perfection that he did in obedience to the law. And then the work of his offering himself as the perfect sacrifice for sin into death and in hell. Those who cling to that already have eternal life. For us, there really, Jesus says, is no judgment. There is no condemnation, literally, judgment. Because you and I and all believers will be standing before Christ covered in his blood, covered in his perfect works, covered in his perfect sacrifice. There won't be any judgment for us because we are holy and perfect in Christ's righteousness. Only unbelievers will be judged. Because they have chosen to stand there on the basis of their own feeble efforts, their own feeble attempts, their own rejection of Jesus as their Savior from sin. But Jesus does not do that judging, nor will he change his mind about that judging, because that's the way the Father wants it. That's the way the Father declared it. That's what the Son saw his Father plan in eternity. And there's that happy harmony between the Father and the Son. So the Son can judge us in no other way then the Father wants us judged. And the Father wants us judged and has already judged us, that he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. But whoever doesn't believe will be condemned. And that's why the final judgment will be just, it will be unarguable, and it will be irrevocable. That's why Jesus' judgment will please the Father, because they are in complete agreement, a harmonious working between the two. As a believer in Christ, you have nothing to fear in the final judgment. You have nothing to fear to stand before the judge, Jesus Christ, on that last great day. Because through faith you will stand before Christ, covered in his blood and his holy works, credited to you by faith. And when your works are revealed, others will see those works of Christ that save us. Don't worry about Judgment Day as if that were the day that God is going to finally and arbitrarily decide what he's going to do with you after all this time. The final judgment is when we're going to suddenly and unexpectedly discover what God's going to do with us. And we'll finally know. We know already what God's going to do with us because he's already done it. He's judged us not guilty of our sins in Jesus Christ. He has removed any condemnation from us because of Jesus Christ. He has given us the first resurrection to bring us to faith and promises us that second resurrection to eternal life in heaven. You and I now live in the new life that the Son gives us through that first resurrection. And one day we will hear Christ's voice that will call us to the second resurrection, and our glorified bodies will rise to be united with our soul. We will stand before Christ our judge, saints triumphant. That's the subject of next week's sermon, Saints Triumphant. And we'll take a look at it then, unless the last judgment has already taken place and God has already made us saints triumphant. Amen.